Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Mike Iaconelli. And, you know, Mike, I guess throughout the year, you know, the tour season's now kind of went to a spring type event. But, you know, everything starts in January. It's kind of over with in June. Then, of course, you have the Classic and some of those kind of things. But the fall fishing can be excellent as well. And one of the things is, I know, Mike, you fish all the time. And it's one of those things where fall patterns start playing into it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, fall fishing, you know, is kind of like spring fishing. And it's probably one of the best times of the year to catch actively feeding fish and fish that have moved shallower. So, you know, I love the fall fish. And like you said, although the major tournament seems to work around the fall period, you know, it's still one of my favorite times of the year to go fishing for sure.
Well, let's kind of break that down a little bit. You know, as the fall starts to come into play, you know, we had water in the upper 70s, you know, that type of thing. It drops down to about, 62, 63. What are some of the techniques you might use?
Yeah, in my mind, there's two periods during the fall. You know, there's the early fall, and then there's fall transition. And early fall is exactly what you were talking about. You know, it's when the first few cool nights start hitting, in the fall period, and the air temperature and then the water temperature starts going down. And really what that is that's a trigger or signal for the fish to start feeding up, you know, before the oncoming winter. And basically what happens is the main thing that I'm concerned about in the fall, one of the main things, is the bait, is the forage of the fish. You know, and the bass are very much like wolves in that they'll follow that forage. So what happens is a lot of times the forage that has been, you know, deep all summer in the heat of the summer, that, you know, the bait has been 20, 30 foot, now starts to emerge back in some of the shallower water. And the bass in turn is following like wolf packs, you know. So I'm very focused on the bait, and I'm very focused on areas where the bass will school up to intersect that bait.
Well, you know, I guess one of the things, you know, as an angler that fishes himself and a guy that goes out there, you know, we get on the summertime drop pattern, start fishing ledges and that kind of stuff. Then they kind of disappear a little bit. What you're saying is, I think, is that the bass are actually moving along with their forage, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, you know, a good analogy is they're kind of like the wolf packs, you know, following their prey. And they will absolutely follow their forage. And, you know, again, that's kind of a natural instinct for those fish to want to, you know, feed up that time of the year. But, you know, what I'm looking for, again, is, you know, when those first couple cool nights start happening, that's kind of your sign that those fish are going to start moving. And I look for a lot of the same places that you fish in the spring. You know, I'm looking for the flats. I'm looking for the shoals. And in particular, I'm looking for creeks and pockets that have what I call a freshet or a gut in the back. And what that is that's some cold, usually cooler influx of water that comes into the backs of these creeks. And that is, without a doubt, one of the biggest magnets in the fall for drawing in that forage and, in turn, the bass.
Well, what about cover? You know, like a lot of people talk about they could try to go to the rock at this time of year, maybe the big blowdown, some of that kind of stuff. Does that play as much?
Absolutely, yeah. Cover's pretty unique because, again, in the fall, what happens is the bass are in groups a lot more. So the cover becomes real key in targeting a large number of fish, you know, not just one here or one there. And a lot of what happens in lakes with vegetation, and, you know, I grew up fishing places like the Potomac, you know, like Lake Champlain, lakes that are just loaded with an abundance of vegetation. And what happens is, along with these cool nights, the grass starts dying, the vegetation starts dying off. And what happens is the fish actually start going or grouping to the first available, what I call hard cover, you know, which are usually the rocks or the logs or the docks. So they make this kind of migration from out of that soft grassy cover, and they start bunching up on the first available hard stuff. And it's a great way to catch a whole lot of fish in the fall, you know, big numbers.
Well, let's talk about bait selection a little bit. You know, the beginning of the morning sometimes may not be your best bite. You may have to catch them during the middle of the day. What are some of the baits that you choose to use?
Absolutely. The fall, you know, again, one of the key things is the bait. So I want to choose a bait that mimics the forage that the fish are feeding on. So that's one of the first things to think about. But I always like to go with a search bait. Again, for the reason we just talked about, you know, a lot of times you're talking about a flat that's 2 or 3 miles long, but along that flat there's only one key area or one key piece of cover that's holding a majority of the fish. So I like to throw baits like spinner baits, crank baits, and jerk baits that cover a whole bunch of water that are search baits. And then once you catch one, that's telling you to slow down and stop. And 9 times out of 10, when you catch one, that's telling you there's a whole bunch more in that same area. So that's when I'll slow down a little bit, and I'll throw a jig or a tube or a Carolina rig and really try to maximize the spot. But again, you know, thinking about the bait, thinking about the location of the bait, and thinking about the size and color of the forage is real important in my bait selection.
Well, you know, you talked about a lot of baits that are kind of the power type baits, which, of course, you're known as a power fisherman. you know, buzzbait comes into play a little bit. And what about topwater this time of year?
Topwater can be phenomenal. Yeah, topwater can be phenomenal, especially, you know, again, thinking about the fact that these fish are schooling, you know. What you see a lot of times is you'll get in the backs of these pockets and these creeks, especially with an influx of water, and you'll see literally balls or pods of bait swimming on the surface, you know, thousands and thousands of shad or minnows or alewife or whatever they are, grouped up in a big pod. And, you know, I can think of a lot of tournaments in the fall where I've taken a pop R or a small buzz bait or a small stick bait and have absolutely killed fish. I mean, schooling fish. They come up crushing the bait. So, yeah, topwater can be a super, super bait in the fall also.
Well, you went through that early transition. Now you got cold water. You know, it's starting to be 50-degree water and colder. What are some of the techniques? Are you going to slow down a lot, or are you going to still fish the same areas?
Absolutely. The first part we talked about is what I call early fall. And then the second part of the fall, now this is when the temperature really starts getting down, and now you're approaching more of a wintertime pattern. And this is what I call fall transition. And basically what happens here is the fish are moving from where they were just feeding real heavily in the fall. You know, again, the flats, the shallower water, the creeks and the pockets. They're making a migration from those feeding areas, those fall feeding areas, back toward where they winter. And, you know, one of the biggest things I look for is you can lay a map down and you can identify where their wintering areas are. And then you know where you just caught them a couple weeks ago in the fall feed. So all you have to do is find what I call transition areas or stopping points between those fall feed areas and the wintering areas. And again, it's a great time to catch them schooled up. One of the biggest patterns for me that time of the year is what I call secondary points and main points, or basically intersections, you know, between that fall feed and the winter spot. And, you know, again, they can be key areas to not just catch one or two, but catch, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 fish from one area.
All right, the $60,000 question that every angler across the country that lives north of the Mason-Dixon in particular wants to know: when you have turnover, now you've got this lake where the cold water has now turned over with the hot water, and you're starting to think, now, wait a minute here, what am I going to do? What are some of the things you do during the turnover?
Turnover is a tough period. You know, I think one of the biggest things to remember is that, you know, 99% of the time, the whole lake doesn't turn over at once. And so I think that's something you want to think about. And, you know, just like in the spring and in the spawn where, you know, different fish spawn in different areas of the lake at different times, it's the same kind of thing in the fall turnover, you know, and I always try to avoid that water that is turning over. So, you know, so if you get out to the lake and your water down through your dam is turning over, odds are that the upper portion of the lake or the middle portion of the lake have already turned over, or vice versa. You know, if the upper portion of the lake is turning over where the incoming creeks are at, odds are you can run down to the dam and miss that period totally, you know. So my first, you know, answer to that is try to get away from that water turning over. And then the second part to that, again, for me, is always the bait. You know, I don't care how bad your turnover is. When you can identify the level of the bait and you can identify where that bait is at, odds are you're going to be bringing your bait past the bass. So, you know, so key in on the bait and try to avoid the turnover are two of the things I do all the time during that period.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, I bet you miss the fall time of year. It's one of those things where as the tourist season develops, they're always in the spring. So you guys are missing some of the good fall, but I'll bet you're still on the water, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, you know, I love the fall fishing, and although I don't fish a lot of major tournaments, I try to do a lot of my media events based around the fall. And I try to do a lot of my fun fishing in the fall. You know, I don't have a whole lot of that anymore, but there's nothing better than fall fishing, especially, you know, up here in the Northeast for smallmouth bass. It's just absolutely the best.
Well, there's nobody that I know of that's any more of a competitor than Mike Iaconelli. And Mike, thanks for being with us on Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.